bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to be from Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 6, which says, "The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!' And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, 'Who is this?' And the crowd said, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee.'" Growing up, it never occurred to me to question what the significance of the palm branches and the cloaks being laid out in front of Jesus. But as I got older, I was wondering, you know, what does this signify? What does this mean? And it is pretty much as you would expect, that in this symbolic act of laying out their cloaks and cutting branches and putting them before him, Jesus was being given the royal treatment. An article I found online points out that King Jehu was given a similar honor at his coronation. This is from 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 13, where they lay their cloaks out on the steps as he is being coronated. And the idea is they're recognizing Jesus as king. Who is this? This is Jesus the prophet. But he is riding in like a king at peacetime on a donkey. And he is riding into the praise and adulation of his people. Jesus was the king, and he was coming to institute his kingdom. The people saying Hosanna to the Son of David understood this. What they didn't understand is what that kingdom was going to look like. People were expecting Messiah to come and overthrow the rulers of the day, when Jesus was coming primarily to overthrow the rule of sin, to overthrow the rule of the enemy, and to institute a kingdom not primarily of a civil government or of a military power, but a kingdom in the hearts of his people. And this is what Jesus does begin. This is what he does institute by riding into Jerusalem. And one of the first things he does is, you know, overthrow the money changers at the temple. He is setting up his kingdom here on earth, but it is primarily a spiritual kingdom. But we can be assured as we celebrate Palm Sunday that Hosanna, the Son of David, is coming again. And one day he will institute a kingdom that is physical, that is on earth, and that we will get to be with him forever, as he is the king. But in between this kingdom that he announced on Palm Sunday and the kingdom that we will celebrate one day, we can be a part of seeing God's kingdom grow here on earth. And how do we do that? Primarily with our own lives. That we allow Jesus to have more of us, that his kingdom would reign in us, in the way that we love others, in the way that we tell others about the good news of the kingdom of God that is coming and can be a part of your lives, that we share this with our friends and our neighbors and our relatives and our co-workers. We can be part of instituting God's kingdom in the way that we love the least of these, and the way that we reach out to those that need encouragement, that need a cup of cold water, as Jesus says. When we do that for someone else, we're doing that for him. And we can be a part of building God's kingdom today in the way that we love and worship the King, in the way that we give him more of our hearts. I heard in a Bible study video recently that inside all of our hearts is a throne and a cross. And someone's got to be on the throne and someone's got to be on the cross. And either Christ will be on the throne and we will be on the cross, or we will put ourselves on the throne and put Christ back on the cross. We want to put Christ on the throne of our hearts and be a part of seeing God's kingdom grow here and now, looking forward to that day when he will come in person to rule and reign forever. Lord, we thank you for Palm Sunday and the reminder that you are the king and that you are a good king. You are a king that is full of steadfast love and faithfulness, God, and you are at work. And so help us to join you in your kingdom work today. Show each and every one of us where we can do that more fully. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.